this is Clint Howard, and you're listening to the Champs Word Podcast. Stay tuned.
Everybody, it's FanChamp. Welcome to episode 107. That's right, 107. Here once again, a lot's been going on, a lot's been great, a lot's been working on. But we'll cut to that just as soon as we can. Tonight, I have once again my great two co-hosts, Boat.
Yo.
And Sans.
Yo.
Here we are, guys, episode 107. Remember, actually, went on 107. Holy shit, fuck.
107.
Like a radio station. 101, 107, 107.
107. Yeah, that's not like a radio station.
107. Champsburg Podcast.
Jersey.
Jersey.
Edition. That doesn't actually sound like a radio station.
So what's been going on? What's been going on, guys?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
My God. Happy Easter.
Cottontail. Yeah. That is like Easter. That is like anything.
But yeah, nah, dude, I'm just chilling. I just had a good session, and
our other podcast, don't be sure to check out same network, same channel right here on Champs Word Channel. We're gonna call it Champs Channel. Champs Channel. Should call it Champs Channel, where we broadcast. Absolutely, Champs Channel. Champs Channel. We broadcast Champs Word Podcast right here. We podcast Champs Boat Podcast. So two podcasts on one channel. Check it out. Yeah, we're chilling like villains.
Mm-hmm.
But
they would want to check it out.
I do want to make this clear to everybody. Soon to come. Everybody stay tuned on the Champs Word Podcast fan page. We are going to be soon, I don't know when, but you got to stay tuned, you got to follow the page. Excuse me, on Facebook. We're going to be podcasting at Kevin Smith's. This is even new to these two guys. The Boat and Sands. We will be podcasting very soon, in the near future, probably sometime in the summer. We'll be podcasting live, at a live event at the Smartcast Studio in Leonardo, New Jersey.
How?
Because we're the best.
Oh, really?
You were there. You saw it.
We were there like last week. Right in front of Quickstop.
Last week. You loved it.
And we're going to try to sponsor. I want you guys' feedback. We want to do sponsor. We want to do, not sponsor. We want to donate half of our earnings. You know, we want to make like tickets like $25 or something like that. We want to donate half our proceeds to possibly St. Jude's. We haven't decided yet. St. Jude, maybe help autism, something. We're not quite sure yet, but we will be donating half our proceeds to a charity that's worthy and available.
They're both good charities, but it's really hard to choose which one.
Exactly. So give me guys feedback. You know, I'd love to hear feedback. Should be autism? Should be cancer? You know, I'd love to hear you guys what we should do. As long as you come and support us, and we'll give out a great show. Maybe we'll bring some people. I don't know. Who knows? Sky's limited. We do what we can do.
No.
Yeah. No. That would be awesome.
Sorry. Thank you. But yeah, we'll not much more to come. You know, I'm working on a lot of stuff. Been up late nights. We'll say, oh, Chan, don't sleep. I know I do sleep. I knock it knocked out. But it's the life of a producer and editor. There's no sleep for editors. We just go nonstop. At night, we get the celebrities on. We start talking to celebrities. And we just start, you know, inboxing. That's where you plan stuff.
Yeah.
The nights are for editors, typing and writing and ideas and this and that. And when we do sleep, we get up and we think about our dreams and that's how our stories come about.
First of all, we'll make a cup of coffee when you do that.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we got that good coffee.
We got Dunkin'. We still got Desi Grounds coffee.
Coffee to die for.
Good old Desi Grounds coffee. Check out. Big shout out to Tom.
Once you go Desi, Desi,
you don't go back.
And check out Champo at the Desi Grounds station at the next New Jersey and Power
Con. Of course, everybody, you got that right. You got to stay tuned. You got to support. And you got to remember, we will return. And when we come back, in the words of a great wrestler, a great icon, a great legend, we're going to come back bigger, better than ever before. And you ain't seen nothing yet.
But you can find Bolt at the Deadly Grounds coffee table.
Yeah.
They got good coffee.
Yeah. And then you know where good coffee is. Because you know where it is. You know the spots.
And I also, big shout out. No, I love for coffee. I try everybody's coffee. You know, isn't that? I have the very strong Death Wish coffee.
That will put some hair on you.
Death Wish.
You can have that.
Coffee, that deadly.
That's my kind of coffee I would have if I have to be at work at like 5 a.m.
Oh, I'm drinking it. That's some strong shit. But I always have a love in my heart for Deadly Grounds coffee. Don't worry. I love you guys. I love Tom. I love you guys very, very much. You always have a key in my heart because you are the coffee of New Jersey HorrorCon.
Yep.
Because we acknowledge you. Right, Bo?
Yeah. I miss my witch's brew.
Raspberry chocolate. It's amazing.
I like the blueberry one.
Chocolate blueberry. God.
Hell's Fury. It was the one I had. I think it was a zombie one. It was a zombie one. It was really good. But mine, it comes out in the fall, and it's like an apple caramel one. Yes. Comes out in the fall.
What?
It is so.
It is really good.
Freaking good.
Are they gonna have it at the September one?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah. It's been a fall, so yeah. September, October.
I'm gonna get a whole load of it.
Is this like the WrestleMania of...
This is like the WrestleMania of horror.
This is like the WrestleMania. September is in fall, which is close to Halloween. It's going to be the WrestleMania of horror. We'll be having two new friends and newbies coming to HorrorCon.
I am really looking forward to these two coming. These two are going to be hilarious.
All I got to say is...
They don't know how crazy as horror people can be.
Let's see if they could become one of us. The initiation is on its way.
That shit was fun.
So, are we ready for our first segment of Sansai Talk?
Are we ready for Sansai Talk?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good, champ.
Let's do this.
All right. Are we ready? Are you ready?
Then it's time. I said, are you ready?
That was the most cheesy interpretation of Triple H. This is the game, Triple H. And I want to ask each and every one of you, are you ready?
That's actually pretty good. I jumped a few feet in the air.
Ready then. So, further ado, here's Sansai Talk, and here we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sansai Talk with your truly Sans. How is everybody doing? I'm doing great. Happy Easter. Well, early Easter, but happy Easter, everybody. What is everybody looking forward to? I want to talk about past Easter traditions when growing up as a kid. Now, I remember when I was a kid going downstairs in the morning to get my Easter basket filled with all the goodies I could think of and seeing, like, the little, like, bite marks and carrots and little buddy feet, you know, little in the mud. So I'm like, oh, look, Peter Cottontail came to the house and delivered my Easter basket. But now I'm no longer a kid anymore, but I love Easter still. I love seeing a smile on the kids' faces when they see the three Easter baskets on Easter morning. You know, and seeing the Easter Bunny.
I don't know why the Easter Bunny stops giving away gifts. Like, he just, like, stopped giving me stuff. Like,
because you're a big boy.
I'm going to go Royal now.
I remember last year, Boat over here made me a huge Easter basket full of all my favorites. Well, half of that went out to waste because I didn't eat half of it. But it was a thought that counts.
When I was a kid, it was so much fun. Fan champ here. When I was a kid, my mom and I used to make an Easter basket. I'd get up in the morning, me and my sis. Okay, just me. I used to get up in the morning. I used to see the basket, and I used to be so excited. You know, Easter eggs and coloring books and the rabbit and big foil, you know, the foil stuff. That's what we used to
the
foil.
Cellophane, yeah.
And then we'd go to my grandmother's, my nana's, and she had the same thing. We used to have so many, like, the tubes of the M&Ms, and we used to have, I used to get, like, wrestling figures inside, make a centerpiece, like a wrestling figure and all candy around it. We used to get, like, one toy in the basket. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I remember, the tradition was,
my nanny used to make, like, I don't know if they make it anymore, the Easter bread. She'd roll it up in a braid, mm-hmm. and Easter eggs in the corner.
They still make it, like, but nothing's better than homemade.
Exactly. We used to color eggs at night, you know, maybe before Easter, and leave them out and color them, you know, design them. And then used to be, when Easter dinner came, he used to always be the King Kong. The original King Kong, he's won every year.
Yeah.
Around Easter time. And, of course, King of Kings.
Yeah.
You know, he's watched that.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
So I would get, like, the pig basket. I had a jump rope in there. I had Barbie dolls in there. Oh, what else did I have in there? Like, the feet, like, the fake jewelry, the fake little shoes. Mm-hmm. Plus, I always had the better stuff. Stuffed
candy.
Animals.
Candy wrestling.
Candy. And then I would go over to my grandmother's house on my dad's side. Had the same thing, too.
One of the best.
I think as a kid, I was had, like, going home with three or four different Easter baskets.
Now,
it was great.
That white tail mother don't bring me. I got my own damn candy. You stingy damn rabbit.
Yeah, that rabbit cheap.
You rascally rabbit. That's why I went to that. That's why I'd rather support Daffy Duck than your ass.
Okay,
just
look,
kidding. I get out.
That Easter Bunny is not paying $4 a gallon for gas to deliver fucking baskets this year. I'm sorry.
Just kidding. Right. All kidding aside. It was a good time.
The Easter basket. Easter Bunny can pay the gas price because it is going. The gas prices are starting to go down.
All right, what else?
But Peter Cottontail decides, "Fuck this! I ain't picking an Uber and delivering the goddamn Easter baskets."
Oh god!
But also it's more looking forward to having, like, you know, Easter dinner, being around people that have really just been there for you throughout the rest of 365 days a year. Everyone's there for you.
Yeah.
I like what you call it. The main thing is, you know, to me now, especially around Christmas time, we all want that special thing, you know, here and there. But you know what? It's seeing other people happy. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm too sentimental. Seeing people happy, mainly seeing a kid happy.
Of course. I can't wait to see the faces on my future niece and nephew's face tomorrow.
Awesome.
They're precious kids. You know, and they deserve everything, you know, they get.
So what else is going on besides Easter?
What else is going on besides Easter? Memorial Day's coming up, and then you have...
Double or Nothing, actually.
Double or Nothing.
Yeah, Double or Nothing.
We'll
get to
that
same boat. Looking forward to that. So we didn't go to English Town Flea Market this week, guys.
No, it's all right. Next week.
But we did check out that collectible store in Old Bridge.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the collectibles show.
That store is amazing. It's a
big,
nice
big
store.
Shout out.
You see so much stuff in there. It's like, I mean, I wish I could just go shopping in there.
Oh, I was gonna fortune there.
But it's a lot of great holiday ideas.
Great store. Really great store. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, but breakfast was good today.
Breakfast was really good.
Yeah.
The Western omelet I had was, oh my god,
phenomenal. It actually looked really good. Even though some of your yellow peppers slide onto my plate.
We had the
you had the same omelet.
The pork roll omelet. Oh,
God.
Oh,
I had the same thing, too, with rye toast and home fries. Let me tell you, I've had my share of home fries in my life, but this place makes the best freaking home fries ever.
Oh, my God. I should have bacon, too.
But I don't understand why you think of food all the time.
Because food's amazing.
I sniffles. Food. And yet, what else?
Food is amazing.
What is going on else in your brain or whatever you want to talk about? Sniffles.
I don't know. It's allergies. And now the spring's here, now I'm going to have allergies. Also, do you guys remember as a kid, go Easter wearing like your Easter clothes?
No.
You never wore like a little suit and tie.
I did, not that long. I
took it off. Like that. You probably had the Stone Cold dude, the suit and tie. This is the absolute time you will see Fan Champ Ben a tie.
I hated it. We dressed up like once
Brian,
in a while.
Did you ever dress up as a kid in Easter?
Oh, I'm sure he did. He didn't have a tie. He had a bow tie. It was a little bow tie, a little thing. Little bow tie.
I don't think I ever would wear a bow tie.
Little Bob Backlund.
We never really went anywhere.
You guys just like meld back at home. Mama cooked dinner.
Oh, fuck yeah. It was the best.
Mama, my future mother-in-law. Oh, that woman can cook. I'm looking forward to that.
But anyway.
Well, saving my appetite for cooking.
What else is going on in your life?
A big shout out to my mother-in-law. Love you, Mama.
All right. Big winter court. What else is going on in the world of Sands?
In the world of Sands? Well, in the world of Sands, she's staying positive and focusing on most important people in her life.
Very, very good.
She does not need negativity. I've learned to adapt to many different outcomes in my life. Yes, I'm not mentioning anything.
Anyway,
I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, and I've been handling it pretty well.
We're very
proud of you. I have my moments. I ain't going to lie to you.
We're very proud of you. We're very proud of you in the podcast.
But people have told me I'm one hell of a strong woman to go through half the shit I go through. You know what I mean? And I feel like at the end of the day, I'm the normal one in my family.
You are normal. Normal. You're just normal as I am, so it's fine.
But also, too, I built a family in the last 2 years.
That's why you were best friends.
Here than anything, you know? I mean, I built a great, you know, foundation with my mother-in-law, my fiance, and my, you know, and my crazy-ass brother-in-law. Actually, no, I have two brother-in-laws. I think I forgot about your older brother there for a second.
Yes, sister-in-law.
And a future sister-in-law. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm grateful for ever having good people around me. Yeah. I built this family. It took me a whole time, but I built it.
We built this family.
We built this family off from...
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Oh, anyway.
Oh, wait. What was that?
Nothing.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I haven't had a lot growing up. I mean, I tried hard to actually build relationship. I'm going to talk about, I build relationship with my parents growing up. I had the absolute best relationship with my father.
Okay.
I was very close-knit with him, and I'm going to talk about it because it makes me feel better. I was close-knit with my father.
That's awesome.
You know, he was an amazing person. That guy would do anything for you. He'd use a shirt off your back, off his back for you. He was amazing. I really don't want to talk about anything else. That's
fine.
Personal reasons. I'd rather not really get
into. You're
doing
great. You're very proud of you. I'm glad.
It's been a long journey, my friend.
I'm glad you're best friends. We all have a story.
You know what I mean? It's
tough. But
it's something I don't want to. You know, I have been coping with very well.
You don't need to get into it.
And I'm not getting into it, but I feel like I'm coping with it very well. Sorry, guys, I'm a little off subject, but, you know,
it's all good. You have your best friend, your podcast, so what more can you ask for?
I can't ask for better things. I really can't, you know.
This podcast,
I'm very grateful for what I have.
We're becoming famous with this. This has evolved so much to our podcast, thanks to you guys, you know.
Oh, of course, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done half the stuff without both of your help.
Very good.
It means the world to me.
See, what are you on to your fans right now? What do you want to say to all of them out there? Go.
I love each and every one of you. Stay tuned for more Sans Side Talk, and much love to all of you.
And now, the wrestling segment of Chancewood Podcast. Breaking the Ropes with Boat.
Here we are with breaking the ropes with Boat. That's me, guys. What's up, guys?
Hello, Boat. Breaking the ropes.
It's breaking the ropes time. Guys, how's everything?
Good.
Hi, Sam. Sorry, talk.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah. So, Finchup.
Yes?
Do you like Cheez-Its?
Who doesn't like Cheez-Its? Good, it's good Cheez-Its for what you call it? It's for, Cheez-Its for, wrestling. What's coming up? Double Nothing's coming up, right?
Yeah, Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
What do you think about these toys you got?
Well, we got toys on the wall. We have Dr. Britt Baker, MJF.
Yep.
Orange Cassidy.
That was you.
And we got Chris Jericho. Remember, folks, remember, respect the Chris Jericho Appreciating Society, where wrestlers are now entertainers. Ding!
Damn.
Judas in my mind. Oh, mm-hmm. I like that one, right? What are you looking forward to in wrestling? Who do you think, I got one question for you. Who do you think is going to be the man that dethrones Roman Reigns?
I think
maybe it'll be The Rock.
I don't think it's going to be Cody.
God, I hope not. That would be horrible. That would be the piss on the friggin' I love Dusty Rhodes, and you're wrong. How his family, you know, is not Cody, Dustin, and the whole family. But the Samoan dynasty is a lot bigger than Cody Rhodes and Dusty, you know. Like, this is a dynasty. They're just lead back, way back. Who is, little knowledge, who is The Rock's grandfather?
I don't know. Rocky Maivia?
Rocky Maivia is his dad. His grandfather was High Chief Peter Maivia. When he first came out, Rocky Johnson, he used Rocky Maivia. He debuted in Survivor Series. But this evolved, you know, became that Rocky.
So how long have his Survivor Series been going on for?
Oh, since what? 1988.
Really?
1988. Same year as SummerSlam. SummerSlam
88. So The Undertaker came in the
90s. 90. That's right, 1990. He was a mystery partner for the whole month. They hyped it up. And TBS brought him out.
Damn. That was the start of something good.
Mm-hmm. Good old Mark Calloway.
Mm-hmm.
What was your highlight of the entire wrestling room? Like, what's the first SummerSlam surprise that you've seen?
Julie, I can't even tell you. But I remember the, the one where Shawn Michaels won the
first Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I was there live. That was an experience. That big cage in person was freaking huge. Eric Bischoff came out and started hitting the pipes and, you know, like, wow. This thing covered the entire front end of the floor.
Yeah.
Me and Dad were, like, facing the ramp. Like, facing when they came down. Superstars came down to the ramp. So we were kind of behind the camera. Well, we were there, we watched it, it was, oh my god, it was amazing. I think I scared the two women in front of me, I was cheering so much. I was seeing like two duds, and they scared the shit out of them. They must have had shit in their pants. But I was cheering, jumping up in the air, and jumping out of my seat, and turning one, I started catching the confetti and shit. It was awesome.
Wow.
I wish I had thought of the confetti, but unfortunately I lost it, you know, on my journey in life, you know.
That's awesome, you got to go to that.
It was fun. Me and Dad went to, the wrestling restaurant. I wish that was gone for you guys. That would have been fun to go to. They'll be in New York. They turn it into the world. They turn it into a nightclub at night. It'll be the restaurant. Mm-hmm. The stage would go up. It was a big screen in front of like the restaurant area. It was a big, huge screen covering the entire wall. A big movie theater screen. And what happened, it would rise up, and it would be a huge stage. It would become a nightclub. It would become the World Nightclub at night. Mm-hmm. Wrestling World Nightclub.
Wow.
You know, I guess they couldn't just keep up, you know, and everything comes to an end, but it was awesome. TV screens everywhere on the pole. Instead of poles, like TV screens on past events and Raw and SmackDown, whatever it was. They had great food. They had a Sunday was called People Sunday. It was a huge ass cookie with ice cream and everything. Mm. Birthday would come out.
Hungry.
They would come out and sing Happy Birthday, Jabroni. It was awesome. Little mini arcade. The shop was all upstairs. You know, everything from the shop you find on network. Right on the website, all upstairs, be a huge gift shop, and downstairs was a restaurant.
Wow.
It's all underground, restaurants all underground. But now, I believe now it's the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah. You like the Hard Rock Cafe?
It's alright. I wish we were doing New York.
I don't go to New York anyway. Look at a bunch of scumbag shit going on over there.
Yeah. Still holds a place in my heart, you know. Hopefully one day I'll get back to New York and visit, and you know, I'd rather pick New York than Florida. Anyways, what else is going on?
Oh, not really. Just right now, these fucking Cheez-Its are just so fucking good.
Oh my gosh.
This is my segment.
Your segment. I know.
I can do what the fuck I want.
All right. Really?
Yeah. I can eat on set.
You eat on set?
Hell yeah.
I remember who the boss is here and at work. Remember that?
I'm eating.
This is a break time, buddy.
Bro.
So, what is... Love you guys. We love bringing you guys entertainment, you know, so you guys know. This is all scripted. Not really, but maybe. Anyway. What are you looking forward to? Where do you see wrestling going in the future? If you were a promoter, what would you do? Who would be your main roster?
I can't wait for Double or Nothing. That's the day before Memorial Day.
Who would you put the belt on?
Well, I hope Kenny Omega comes back soon.
Absolutely.
And gets back in the hunt.
Who would you pick to beat Roman Reigns?
Ooh. The Rock.
The Rock's a comeback. Dethrone him. And come back with a brand new title, a big title, taking over the Universal and the World Championship.
Yeah, but then he's gonna get dethroned.
It's fine. We're a whole big new champion.
Yeah, but what
pass
if
the torch.
What if it's Cody Rhodes?
Ugh. God, I hope not. In reality, Roman Reigns would destroy him.
I know.
Like a twig.
Dude, he gets booed. He's sooner or later going to get booed.
Mm-hmm. I go means acknowledge me. I'm sitting over there watching and just chilling over there.
Yep, chilling like a villain.
Who would you pick to dethrone Roman Reigns? Let's do this. Anybody past this. This is online. See, on one of wrestling websites. It was on wrestling website online. If you could pick anybody, any wrestler in their prime, who would you pick to face Roman Reigns for the titles?
Stone Cold.
Go.
That's a good one. I would like to see his own cousins turn on him. And one of them dethrone him.
That's a twist. But anybody in your prime in history, who would you pick?
I would love to see Taker do it.
If Umaga was still alive, I'd pick Umaga.
His brother?
Mm-hmm.
His own brother. Yep. That'd be interesting. I would say in the past, in their primes, top three. Ready? Hogan, Warrior, or Macho Man? Hmm. In their prime.
If he was in his prime too? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Become the champions of champions.
You would want to dethrone him?
Hulk Hogan's segment would be like this. What about... Remember, we're here at Hulk Hogan, and you're going against Roman Reigns.
What about the Crippler of Crossfish?
Oh, yeah.
What if Chris Benoit never died? What if he never committed that crime and killed himself? Hmm.
We'll get the deep dark story, but yeah, he was good in his prime, you know, possibility. We won't get into that deep dark hole. Well, here's another one. What about in his prime? Would be Owen Hart, the late great Owen Hart, who was never champion. Was supposed to be champion, but never was champion.
All right.
That would have been awesome.
He never been WWE Intercontinental Champion?
Yeah, well, now World Champion. IC Champion. Tag Team Champions.
What about the European?
European Champion.
That sucks.
There's a lot of great champions in history. Two greatest champions of all time. Two of the greatest champions of all time. Well, we should call them champions. 16-time champions. Mm-hmm. Name them.
Ric Flair.
And?
Triple H.
And? Broke Nose. John Cena.
Yeah.
16-time champions. It's tied. Hasn't broken yet. And as wrestlers say, just because you had the title 16 times, pretty much means you lost at 15. Ooh! Ouch! There's a lot of great champions. Who was your favorite champion in history?
Oh, what if John Cena comes back?
Well, beat Roman Reigns?
That's a good one. I don't know.
We did already. John Cena
did,
kick.
But, honestly,
you can't see me. I'm John Cena. I'm spitting the fire. I'm here to put it in your mouth. No. Who was your favorite champion of all time?
That's a good one.
Not to ask me, you already know it. I had too many champions I love to death. I'm going to change my mind.
Kenny Omega.
Besides Hulk Hogan, my favorite champions of all time, who held Howard Pride with... Ooh, yeah, the cream of the crop.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
That was my go-to guy. I mean, besides Hulk Hogan, I freaking love... My main three will always be in world history, in the wrestling history. I don't care what anybody says. My main three will always be, deep in my heart, Hulk Hogan, Piper, and Macho Man.
Bro. Yeah.
Will always be those three we locked in my heart forever. Those are my inspirations for the entire wrestling world. I got the attitude of Piper and the craziness. I got the madness of Macho Man, and I got the inspiration and the power of Hulk Hogan.
That you do.
What about you guys? Who's your inspiration?
That's
like a Stone Cold Steve.
We're like a bunch of zombies around here.
I know, I'm out of it right now, I'm sorry.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, they say.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mhm. So, what else is going on in your boat? What you got for your fans? What do you want them to do? You didn't give me any homework or anything, or besides listening to Champs Boat Podcast?
No, you guys need to stay tuned to Champ Boat
Podcast. We had a great interview with me. Gotta learn, gotta go on that podcast, gotta go on that show and learn how I became the fan champ, but it's gonna be a two-parter.
Episode 3.
We're gonna learn about episode 4, episode 3 right now. But episode 4 is going to be how Prime Podcast started. Well, we got a little segment, a little piece of that in that last episode. But we're learning how podcast started. And we're also going to learn how we can evolve with a family in podcasting and how I can help you become a podcaster. So stay tuned with that.
Yeah. Well, I think this is up tonight.
Awesome.
This was a good episode.
Another great episode of Champ. Oh, Big Champ. I'm all confused. We got too much segments going on. Of Breaking the Rules with Boat.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
I'm out.
Peace out. So there, folks, another episode of Change the World Podcast, episode 107 comes to a close. Again, stay tuned for a lot to come. Need your feedback? Email changethewordpodcast@gmail.com. That's right. For feedback, I need your opinions on who we should donate our donations to. Should we do, also, should we do cancer? Let us know. Let us know feedback. Give us me 3 questions. What do you want to hear? What do you want to say? What do you want to know? You know, give feedback. We love each one of you very, very much. My 2 great podcast co-hosts.
Yo, it's me.
Boat.
It's Boat.
And
Sans.
And love you guys both very much. And we love all of you very, very much. We thank you for all your support throughout the years. So until next time, this is Fan Champ saying spread the love, spread the positivity, and spread the word. Champ's word.
Podcast.
Fan Champ here. I want to take a moment to share with you guys our following sponsors and supporters of Chance Word Podcast. So go show them support and let's help them spread the word. Hey, what's up, everybody? Big shout out to my buddy John at Retro Tees. He does the t-shirts of Chance Word Podcast. So go out and check out Retro Tees right now and tell them Fan Champ sent you. Watch this. Hey, Bo.
What's up?
I'm looking for a good burger. You want to find one?
Oh, great. Well, you got to go to this place in Jamesburg. It's called Bovine Burger.
Bovine Burger. They got great burgers and much, much more. What else do they have there?
Oh, my God. They have, like, veggie burgers, chicken burgers. They have pickled chips, french fries, Diablo fries, milkshakes.
Milkshakes are awesome.
Cake shake. Which was awesome.
Cereal milkshakes.
Cereal milkshakes.
Everybody, if you're looking for a burger, there's only one place to go. Located at?
Jamesburg, New Jersey.
Jamesburg, New Jersey. Bovine Burgers. The burger that'll make your mouth water. Custom t-shirts, custom bags, great merchandise, even custom earrings. Check out ALR Designs. That's right, ALR Designs. And at checkout, be sure you punch in my friend best friend's code, Chelsea10, for a great discount. Check out ALR Designs with code Chelsea10.
Want to contact Fan Champ and the podcast? Email champsportpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, champsportpodcast@gmail.com.